Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, good morning. I called yesterday and I talked to a couple people and they couldn't find my records for whatever reason. They were going to pass it on to the support team and they said to call back today and they hopefully can help me.
All right, let me see if I can pull out. What's your zip code?
14227.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Edward Pasek, P as in Peter, A-S-E-K.
PASTK.
P as in Peter, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, K as in Kevin.
Oh, okay. One second. And what was your first name?
Ed, E-D.
Okay. All right, and what was the charge amount that you were calling in about?
Well, I'm calling about an item that I got from you for completing a CVS survey. All I paid on it was the shipping, but the item doesn't work. I
Okay.
have the order number, if that helps you with anything.
Now, give me that number. Let me see if it'll pull up for me.
6 7 8 6 7 9 4 9 1.
What's the name of the product? That's not pulling up for me either.
Fit Tracker Black 01. FITTRACKERBLACK 01.
And how much did you pay for the shipping?
I think it was $8, $7.99 maybe, but that was it.
And where did you get this number from?
This phone number that I called, it's on the mailing label for the item that I received.
Oh, okay. Now we do have a tracker tag. But you said George was a little bit more than that. Have you been billed for a price for it or just the shipping?
Just the shipping.
Like I said, unless you want to provide the card and see if that'll pull you up, yeah, it's not pulling up your information.
I gave the last four digits of two different cards to the person yesterday, and he couldn't find it. I mean,
Oh,
I
okay.
have the thing in my hand. The item doesn't work. I didn't pay anything for it, but I paid the shipping, and I shouldn't have to pay shipping for something that doesn't work.
I definitely understand that. Yeah, like I said, but you're not pulling up, like I said, unless you want to try your card numbers again, yeah, it's not pulling up for us.
Try 6864.
What's that?
The last four digits of my card.
We have to have the first six and the last four.
No, I'm not comfortable giving credit card information
Oh,
again.
no, that's fine. I totally understand. Okay. Well, like I said, without that information, like I said, you're right. It still may not pull up. It just depends because I don't think they gave you the right number. What you probably need to do is type in the name of that product online, Google it, and then type in customer service and see if you get a different number.
All right. You guys sent it to me. The name on this package, it says Import Direct Gadgets. It has this phone number and it has a Norin Avenue suite 27 number 102 in North Huntington, Pennsylvania. Is that where you are?
It doesn't give us that information. Does it have an email on there?
No.
Yeah, it usually gives us the address, but yeah, for these gadgets, yeah, no, the address is showing.
Would a USPS tracking number help you at all? Probably not.
Probably not. No. Like I said, the best thing to do is just, like I said, usually I tell customers is just to type in the name of your product, search like customer service, and then you might get a different number.
All right, miss.
And see if that'll help you. Did you try to call your cardholder and see if there was a number by the shipping charge?
Yeah, that's an idea. I could try and do that. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
Goodbye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.